Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Aditya Malani from the HT Media Group. I would like to welcome you all to our Quarter 3 Financial Year 2023-24 Earnings Webinar. As a reminder, all the participants will be in listen-only mode. After we are through with the presentation, there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. I now hand over to Ms. Anna Abraham, Head Investor Relations, HT Media Group, and Chief Financial Officer, Hindustan Media Ventures Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Anna.
Thank you, Aditya. A very good afternoon to everyone. Welcome to the earnings webinar to discuss the financial results of HT Media Group for the third quarter of financial year 23-24. Mr. Piyush Gupta, Group CFO, Mr. Parvez Bajan, Group Controller, and members of our investor relationship team have joined me on the call today. The financial results of Hindustan Media Ventures Limited was declared on Wednesday, 17 January. Results of HT Media Limited was released earlier today. We have captured the highlights of these results in the presentation on this Zoom webinar. This presentation, along with the financial statements, is available on the stock exchanges and the investor relations section of our websites. We will now start the presentation. Slide 2 captures the disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements. We do not, as per practice, provide specific revenue or earnings guidance. Kindly keep that in mind as we have our discussions. This slide gives our chairperson's comments on the performance of the company in the quarter, and I quote, "The third quarter of the current fiscal year saw the festive season across the country, the Cricket World Cup, and also SMP's elections in several states. As a result, overall business sentiment remained upbeat, supported by a moderating trend in general inflation and continuing rationalization in the prices of key commodities. Your company saw sequential revenue growth and an increase in profitability across all primary verticals. On the back of stronger advertising revenues, our print business posted a sequential growth while margins improved on both YOY and QOQ, with newsprint prices normalizing further. Radio saw better traction in the FCT segment, which resulted in sequential revenue and margin improvement. The digital business reported strong revenue growth, although investments in new business impact that vertical's margins. With the national elections around the corner and the infra push, we believe consumer spending will pick up and we are hopeful of capitalizing on this day. We remain cognizant of the ongoing global conflict and of sporadic attacks on global supply lines that could impact the overall business environment. Now, as always, we remain committed to our journalistic ethos and to bring a singular destination for our audiences for credible and engaging news and entertainment." End of quote. This slide gives the key areas that we will cover today. We will begin the performance update with comments on our consolidated financials. This will be followed by performance highlights of each of the business verticals, our print, radio, and digital businesses. We will open for a Q&A session after the presentation concludes. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Piyush Gupta, Group CFO.
Thank you, Anna. So we'll be tracking the presentation here. First, let's go to the consolidated performance. As you can see on your charts, total revenue for the quarter came at 486 crore, which is flat versus the same period last year. Sequentially, however, there's a 14% growth at second quarter being 427. This is primarily due to the shift in the festive season. If you look at the EBITDA lines, again, a flat number of 29 crores versus the same period last year with margins at 6%. PBT came in at a negative 22, which is an improvement of 8 crores versus the same period last year. And net cash remains at a robust 754 crores. In the key highlights, we've tracked that operating revenue saw uplift in the third quarter due to the festive season. However, advertisement spends in festive was muted as compared to the previous year and to our expectations. EBITDA continues to improve given softening of newsprint rates and despite higher investment in our new business, which is OTT Play. Moving on to business unit performance. If you look at the print performance, revenues were flat at 283 crores and a 16% growth sequentially over the prior quarter. Circulation revenue, however, saw a marginal decline of 2%, which is predicated on the number of copies. The RPC still remains strong. Operating revenues, therefore, came at 363 crores, which is down 2%. And versus the prior quarter, they are up 12% at 324, which was second quarter. Operating EBITDA came to at 26 crores against a 4 crore negative last year with margins at 7%. In the key highlights, good sequential growth in ad revenue given the festive quarter and significant improvement in operating EBITDA and margins. Drilling down a level further, if you look at our English print business, on the left side of your chart is the ad revenue. So if we look at YOY growth at 158 crore, which is virtually flat versus the same period last year, sequentially it's up 20% at 158. Circulation revenue on a YOY basis is a 14% high. Sequentially, it's flat. If you look at Hindi on the left-hand side, ad revenues on a YOY basis, again, flat, a growth of 1%. Quarter-on-quarter, it's an 11% growth. Circulation revenue, however, both YOY and quarter-on-quarter is a decline of 7% and 6%, primarily due to reduction of copies. Radio has been a bit of a challenge, and in spite of our best effort, radio revenue, has not come up to speed as much as we would have liked to. There is a marginal decline of 4% with revenues tracking to 40 crores and operating EBITDA at 3 crore with a 7% margin and as against a 17% margin last year. Sequentially, of course, they were up 12%. And finally, digital. This is not the Digi Content Limited, which is a separate company. This is the digital, which all the logos are on the top of the chart. If we see the operating revenue, came at 39 crores, which is a 34% increase versus same period last year. However, operating EBITDA also expanded the loss by about 11 crores at minus 34 crores. So these are the investments in OTT play that we are having. And with that, we come to the end of the presentation. Over to you, Anna.
Thank you, Piyush. We will now begin the Q&A session. You can click on the raise hand option, which will enable the moderator to unmute you for posing your query. Please introduce yourself before posing your query and kindly restrict to a maximum of two questions per participant so that we may be able to address questions from all participants. We will wait for a few moments while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mehul Parikh. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Good afternoon,
Yeah.
Mehul.
Good afternoon. My name is Mehul Parikh. I am an individual shareholder of Hindustan Media Ventures Limited. My first question is that this 4 crore revenue that we are showing in digital section of HMVL results, this is the package generally is around at an average of say 1,000 rupees per annum. So is this the full amount recorded or is it proportioned on a quarter-to-quarter basis?
It is a proportionate revenue. The recognition of revenue will be basis the duration of the package, and then only as and when it gets utilized, we recognize. While we, of course, collect the money upfront, and then it will be sitting as part of deferred revenue.
Okay. So if we look at, if we estimate the expenses to be, say, around 16 crores odd for towards marketing and all, we are practically spending 100% of the first year's revenue as marketing cost. Is that right to assume?
No, the substantial portion of the cost would actually be in securing the arrangements on the content side.
Hello.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, I missed it. Yeah, tell me.
The substantial cost would be in securing the content that we are offering.
Okay.
There will be also some acquisition cost. Marketing cost is very limited, actually.
Yes, so this figure has jumped substantially. So I just wanted to understand that this jump is essentially the acquisition cost, right?
This jump is essentially the content cost. As you see, we already have 30 platforms. So the
Right.
cost for the content is what has gone up.
Similar to the revenue recognition, the content cost recognition also happens as we kind of sell the packages, and it's not a flat line cost.
Okay. So it's on a per subscriber basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. That was all from my side.
The next question is from the line of Sakshi Chhabra. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hi, this is Sakshi here from Swan Investments. So my first question was, I wanted to understand that the newsprint prices have already corrected significantly. Just wanted to understand what is the trajectory going forward on the newsprint prices.
So Sakshi, hi, this is Piyush Desai. So newsprint prices, if you look on a YOY basis, have already corrected close to about 19-20%. We believe that for the next couple of quarters, we will still see them sliding downwards. Of course, the wild card at this point is the shipping cost, which my colleague was highlighting earlier on in the presentation. Given the complication in the Red Sea and the shipping lines, etc., that cost has escalated and that might impact adversely. But of course, shipping cost, though it's a substantial cost, but not a very substantial cost, that might have some short-term implication. But I think as far as the commodity is concerned, the prices will remain soft and probably go down a little from here on in the next couple of quarters before they stabilize for good.
Okay, so another 2 to 3 quarters, you see it decreasing further.
Yeah, though I am not predicting that how much the decrease will be, but we believe the trajectory will continue, whether it will be 1% or 5% or 10%, only time will tell. But I think they are still to come down before they stabilize.
And what would be our quantum of imported newsprint?
On a consolidated basis, it's about 30%. If you have specific, I mean, on a consolidated basis, that's
Yeah, but Sakshi, that really doesn't make a difference. Indian domestic
okay.
newsprint is priced in accordance with international newsprint. So think of it
Correct.
as a pure commodity.
Okay, but no, I was asking because you said that the shipping cost, has would increase. So,
Yeah, so it is.
for
No,
domestic newsprint, the shipping cost would not be applicable,
it
right?
doesn't. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to
Okay.
compare the landed cost of imported, and that's how the domestic
Okay.
newsprint
Okay.
supplier marks their output to.
All right. Got it. Got it. Thank you so much. And my second question was on the digital side, if you could throw some light as to what we are going to be doing in the coming year.
So our main investment in the digital space from an HT Group consolidated business is the OTT play, which we have now taken to the
Right.
market since beginning of this year. It's an aggregation play where we have a single user interface for the customer, which gives them access to over 30 platforms at a very affordable pricing, as well as with recommendation engines and user interface planned by the customer's preference. So that's the proposition, and that's our biggest bet in digital at this point of time. But it's the first year of scale up of this business.
And if I may just add to what Anna said, given that we already have a big go-to-market in our newspaper business, the
Yes.
go-to-market in this whole business is what you call a physical and digital combined. This is a phygital. So acquisition cost to that extent should hopefully be not out of whack. And given that there's a market for consolidating OTTs and serving it to the end consumer at a very affordable price and not having a very big acquisition cost is the proposition. We've seen some early successes in the first year. Of course, that's where all our digital investments are going.
Okay, so you're trying to say that your customer base is the same for your print and digital.
No, not exactly. I mean, it is one of the various channels. So, we are, of course, going through the digital channel, we are going through the OEM channels, etc. But we have an inherent advantage of also having a newspaper channel, so which is an add-on.
Okay, all right. But you don't see any sort of cannibalization in this aspect?
OTT play and is nothing to do with ad dollars. It is more of a subscription business for people consume wanting to consume a certain extent of content.
Right. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants that you may use the raise hand option on your screen if you wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Hari S. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hello.
Yeah,
Hello.
hello.
Yeah,
Yeah,
am I
you
audible,
are.
sir? Yeah.
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Hari. I'm an individual investor. Regarding this other expenditure, like what is the reason for, can you throw some light on that, sir? Increase in other expenditure. And this our raw material cost has come down, but why isn't that shown up in the net profit figure, sir? That's all, sir. Thank you.
We have been talking about the investment in the new business, and that's really taken. So if you look at the segment results, you will see that the there is a considerable investment in the new business, which has impacted the operating EBITDA when you look at an overall. But if you look at the segment results and look at the core business, you will see there is substantial improvement in the EBITDA margins, which we called out in our investor presentation also. And the cost of that new business largely gets reported in the other expense line with some components sitting in employee cost as well. And therefore, the entire increase that you're largely seeing is on account of the investments that's going into a new business from an expense point of view. Otherwise, for all core business, the expenses are well under control.
Oh, fine, ma'am. And continuing on that, ma'am, like by which year we can say the investment phase is completed for this new business? Like, what is the deadline or anything?
This is the first year of having launched a new business, so it's very early to kind of put a deadline on this. Having said that, because it'll scale up, it'll have to be scaled up a lot more before it gets profitable. But we are hopeful as the revenue scale up to start reducing the losses of this business quite a bit.
Okay. Maybe what you're expecting it to be 1 year or 2 years, ma'am?
At this point of time, can't give a specific date, but yes, it will have to start showing the ROI sooner than later.
That's all. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Tokas. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hello.
Hi,
I hope
Kunal.
I'm audible.
Yes, please, you are. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir. My first question was this new business, OTT Play. Can you put a quantum of how much investment you have put behind this business till date?
It is there as part of our segment results reporting because in HMBL, the digital segment that gets reported is of OTT Play. So it's about around 70 crores of investment that's gone.
70 crores. And another question was about accounting. You said that in response to the previous question, you said that the reason why the lower newsprint prices, or sorry, forget that. It was about the, you said that the major costs in the digital segment were content related. So are you expensing these costs or are you capitalizing these?
So let me answer this. All the costs on content and acquisition is always
Yes.
expensed. It is nothing is capitalized here. but there's a certain accounting whereby it is expensed and trued up every quarter depending upon the number of subscriptions sold. So in a one full year cycle, of course, the entire cost will run through the P&L, but it will be trued up in all the four quarters. So nothing is capitalized, everything is expensed. The simple answer is that.
All right, sir. Understood. Those were my two questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh Oza. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Rishikesh here from Robo Capital. So my first question is with respect to the print business. Our print business has posted 10% approx EBIT margins after very long. Just wanted to get a sense, is this sustainable and what's the room for improvement here?
So the print business margins was impacted by the escalated newsprint price, which we actually saw for a sustained period of time, given quite a few of global incidents. That has now come down, which is prima facie to see the reason why the margins have improved. So unless there is any such unexpected global events, we are not expecting newsprint to go back to any such levels that we saw in the last one and a half years. Therefore, it is definitely sustainable. As Piyush was responding to one of the earlier queries, and for another 1-2 quarters, we are expecting the newsprint rates to further soften before it stabilizes. And there is no expectation that it will really escalate like it did. So definitely, it is sustainable. In fact, it should, if revenue kicks in and growth coming in, margin should improve further from here on.
Okay. Also regarding the OTT play, you said you have invested around 70 crores. How much more are we looking to invest, and what cash burn are we looking at in future years?
So hi Rishikesh, this is Piyush this side. So Rishikesh, as my colleague was articulating, this is the first full year of OTT operation. Of course, we had launched the product in the year prior. Now, we are tracking the various key metrics, including the users, the activation, the content, the NPS scores, and so on and so forth. But given the fact that we are tracking it very closely, we will give it some more time. We have not put an absolute rupee number at this point in time that this will be the absolute outside level of investment. But if we see that the traction is coming and there is that real demand in the market, we will play it accordingly. So at this point in time, I'm happy to say that we have seen those earlier, thesis play out. But of course, is it as good as we thought? It's not. So we are fine-tuning the engine. The product is complete. There are 30 platforms on our OTT play. The sum of part or the pricing is not even half of what it would if you were to take them separately. And the customers are liking it. So now, we will see in the next year how it plays out before we take a further call whether to scale it or the antithesis to that.
Okay. And one more question. We have a lot of liquidity investments on our balance sheet. What's the plan with the liquid investments that we have?
So this exactly is what's happening. I mean, all the cash which is sitting in the balance sheet is being utilized for incubating our new businesses and supporting our existing business. As long as we can create a long-term sustainable value for the shareholders, we'll utilize the cash prudently.
Okay, so I think that's around more than 1,000 crores of what liquid investments that we have on balance sheet.
No. So if you look at HMVL on a standalone, you are absolutely right. But the best...
Yes, I'm sorry, I was talking about HMVL.
Yeah, you're talking about HMVL. Yes, we have. OTT Play is also sitting in HMVL. As Anna highlighted, that 70 crores we've already expensed in the first 9 months. And then, of course, we also have to do further investment. So cash is being utilized there. So that's basically what the plan is.
Okay, but still that is a lot of cash that we have. So do we have any other plans? Because not all would be going for OTT play, right?
just because we spend cash, it doesn't immediately ensure return. So we of course have to be cautious in how we deploy cash. We have taken a big bite in form of the investment in OTT, and therefore we will not want to open multiple fronts like that. We will, however, cognizant of having to build businesses and verticals which give appropriate rate of interest.
Okay, got it. No problem. No, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hari S. Please reintroduce yourself and ask your question.
This is Hari again, sir, an individual investor.
Hi, Hari.
Regarding this radio, sir, there was expected to be a positive government policy change regarding our radio segment. Has this come out, sir?
Hari, we are all expecting that to come out soon. But not that we can state with any certainty, but I think given the elections are around the corner, I think it will be only after the national elections are done. But I believe the final policy is with the government for final notification. I think that's going to take some time. We believe it will be after election, but if it happens before that, that'll be wonderful.
It will be a wonderful policy for us, sir, or a borderline policy?
No, it'll be a wonderful policy for us.
Okay.
Because you have to understand at the time of auctioning, right from 2007, when they did the phase one, they have charged NOTEF on the basis of 2.5% of the final auction or 4% of revenue, which incidentally probably was the right thing to do at that point in time. But given that the sector has turned, and specifically after COVID, obviously the government needs to understand that they need to support the sector.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Tokas. Please reintroduce yourself and ask your question.
Hello, Kunal again.
Hi, Kunal.
I just forgot one question. It was about the OTT play again. So what I understand is that it is an aggregator, and you said that it is a very good proposition for the customers because it will provide access to various platforms at less than half the price.
Yes.
So my question was, while it might be a very good proposition for the customer, will it be an equally good proposition for the business? Because it seems like there is no differentiating factor stopping someone else from providing the same service, is there?
So we are not just buying various packages and just selling it as a bundle. There are other players in the markets doing that. However, what we are doing
Yes.
is it's a unified platform. What that means is it's a single login. It's not like a customer who buys OTT player has to go to the individual 30 platform to log in. It's a single login to an OTT play, which offers them content by genre, by across platforms, according to their preference. It is not that they need to, I mean, it will be by their preference, so it's not that they need to engage with one of the provider versus the other. This proposition, incidentally, is not offered by anybody else. There is only one other player in the space. We are also looking at from a customer base. We believe there's a lot of people who are still being serviced by cable and ISP providers who are beyond the big players in the market. That's also the customer target that we are going after in terms of servicing. So yes, we believe that we have a unique proposition. It's bundling is easy, but this kind of a it has taken a lot of technological as well as product development to kind of offer this. There is convenience, there is affordability, there's abundance of content, and there is personalization that happens across the platforms and packages that's available.
So any unique content released on any of these platforms will be immediately available on OTT Play?
Yeah.
All right. And anything stopping someone else from doing this aggregation as well, providing all of the content on a single
One is the aggregation part, and the other part is the distribution and the execution of reaching it to the customer. That also, as Piyush earlier explained, we believe we you know, our ability to access the physical and digital go-to-market model gives us a unique proposition. So it's not just about aggregating, it is getting to the right customers in the right manner, in the right acquisition cost, which makes this business profitable.
Okay. And just a hypothetical question: Have you looked at maybe done some preliminary calculations about the NPV of each customer you get?
LTV so, is a constant.
No, sorry, come again. What are you talking about? The lifetime value?
Yes, sir. For each customer.
Look, I mean, we can do a theoretical calculation of lifetime value at this point in time, but as you would appreciate that
it's just the first year.
Yeah, exactly. We need to get a few more readings before we kind of put a finger on that number. I understand most of these businesses are calculated on the lifetime value, but we don't want to mislead by picking up a number and saying the lifetime value is 5x of the cost of acquisition. At this point in time, we don't know. At this point in time, we have been finessing the product so that the product is delighting the customer. At this time, we are trying to get the relevant content. Therefore, 30 platforms are there. At this time, we are trying to get the customer at the least possible cost. Hence, the newspaper circulation channel is helping. And at this point in time, we are basically creating the product. And now that we have certain reading, I think the next year will give us a lot of readings, basis which all your questions will be answered.
Understood, sir. And I appreciate your candor. That was all.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash R. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hi, this is Yash R. I'm an analyst. Just wanted to know, the net cash, Piyush, has gone down from Q2 821 to 754, while our EBITDA has grown by 29 crore. That means we should have around 850 crore while we are at 750. So we have invested some 100 crore in cash.
Yeah. So look, I think as Anna was articulating earlier, the OTT investment so far is around 70 crores. And given that the newsprint prices are on a certain thing, there is a certain amount of cash which is tied up in working capital, which will unwind itself as we close in on 31st March. Because right now that the prices are coming down, we are more on the spot market rather than a forward market, though there's no technically a forward market. Other cash is in working capital, which will unwind itself. So come 31st of March, this number is only going to improve in spite of us financing, the investment in OTT play.
Yeah, but OTT play is already factored in the EBITDA, right?
Yes, OTT.
You said you are not capitalizing. It is all expensed. So
everything is expensed.
However, you are comparing it quarter on quarter when the incremental spends on OTT is also increasing. And there is working capital investment, which is both on the newsprint side and I would also say receivables to some extent, because quarter three is a high quarter from a revenue perspective, while the collections will happen over quarter four.
So actually, most of the money is tied up in working capital, be it receivable or inventory. And, it will give a flip from now to 31st March and that cash will come back, to the company.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Smiran Bhandari. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Good afternoon. I'm Smiran Bhandari. I'm an individual investor. My question is regarding Ad for Equity. So I believe there were some real estate investments in the Noida NCR region through Ad for Equity. So what would be the quantum of those investments, and are those investments now bearing fruit?
Well, Smiran, thank you for your question. But, not just in Noida, Greater Noida, Indirapuram, but we've got a lot of investment in terms of line item. These will be adding to more than 100, 150 investment. So I don't know which you're talking about, because that's the business of AFE. And we've got various investments in Noida and Greater Noida area.
Okay, so what will be the total quantum amount of AFE and within that the real estate investments?
Yeah, so the total quantum will be about over 650 crores, of which about 60% is in real estate.
Okay, and are we monetizing the real estate investments?
On a regular basis, last 3 years, we've been constantly monetizing quite a bit of our assets. It's reflecting in our cash flows also.
Okay, and you said 100 to 100, sorry, come again on the real estate investments.
So we are about 60% of 645, so roughly about 370 odd crores in real estate. And Piyush was the 100 number he said is in terms of the number of investment that we have.
Okay, okay. And how much of it is sitting in HMVL and how much of it is in HT Media?
About half of this 650 is sitting in HMVL.
I would say more than half. Let's say 60% in HMVL, is it? Okay.
So ideally, I mean, this should be considered as a part of financial investments, right?
Well, it is. I mean, it's nothing strategic in nature. These are financial investments. As Anna was saying, in the last 3 years, our monetization has increased. And that's clearly an indication of what the market has been. As you've been trying, if you're talking about real estate, you know where the real estate markets are. Given that opportunity, of course, we are making the best use of, we are getting the best IRR, but by using these assets. And I think it's a phenomenal space to be in. And given that we still have a substantial amount of book, I would say some of these investments are as close to cash and cash equivalent as they can be.
However, there is, of course, operating revenue, the thing that it brings in, which, of course, is why we do AFE.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaustav Babna. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hello.
Hey, Kaustav.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. So I'm from BMSPL and I have two questions. So firstly, your advertisement revenues have been flat. So just wanted to understand, and on the print side. So just wanted to understand, as general elections come, what are your aspirations on this front? Do you see growth coming over the next 2-3 quarters over here on a year-on-year basis?
Will elections give a flip? The answer is yes. So we are hopeful that between quarter four and quarter one of this year, we'll possibly do some better revenues than we typically see in such quarters. Otherwise, quarter three is always the highest revenue quarter. Having said that, as and when, while there will be a flip side on that spend, there is also the fact that government spends through DAVP comes under code of conduct, and for 2.5 months or roughly that, the spends on that front reduces. So there is a net trade-off, etc., that happens as well. But if the results are, to the market interest, the general markets and the buoyancy and the business sentiment being upbeat, we are hopeful that the revenue traction will be good.
Okay, great. And my second question was on this digital business, the new venture. So right now, I understand you're investing money into it and it'll take some time for it to show results. But when it matures, what type of margin business should this be at maturity?
At a gross, at a EBITDA level?
EBITDA.
15-20 margin business, ideally.
Okay, great. And this, okay, great. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sakshi Chabra. Please reintroduce yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up question. On the OTT play, I just wanted to understand what is our current subscriber base?
This is slightly competitive sensitive info, so we won't be able to share that at this point of time.
Okay. And my second question on that, on OTT Play, was that when someone takes a subscription of this, can they view it on multiple screens, like on the TV as well as on their mobile?
Yes.
They can, right? Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash R. Please reintroduce yourself and ask your question. Mr. Yash, please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Hello. Are you able to hear me?
Yes. Hi. Yes, we can. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry for that inconvenience. My question was regarding the ad against equity and property. What ratio of the ad revenue comes from this stream?
Yes, sorry. This is again competitive sensitive info, so we won't be able to share the exact percentage.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. With this, we come to the end of the Q&A session. If you have any further queries, please reach out to the investor relations team. Our contact details are given in the investor presentation and are also mentioned on our websites. I now hand over to Piyush for closing remarks.
Thank you, Aditya. Thank you everyone for joining us today for our investors call. As you've seen that, given the commodity prices and the festive season, we've had some traction which has come to the P&L. We sincerely believe that this journey will from here on continue, given the elections, given the year end and given the commodity price softening. With that, we hope to, get even better results in the coming quarter, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Stay safe and a happy new year once again to all of you.